The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now in its 27th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Want to reverse aging? Try skipping. No, not skipping breakfast or skipping your exercise session. Skipping. Or playing mini golf or riding a roller coaster. Doing anything else that makes you feel more youthful. Folks who see themselves as younger than their chronological age have a 41% higher chance of living a long, healthy life than those who feel older than their true age. This is according to the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine. And we're going to help you how to, or tell you how to stay young, help you stay young on this hour of the program. Thanks so much for joining us. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy. And it's, of course, one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection, which we do each and every week at this time. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. And on this edition of the program, Dr. Doug Harrington joins us. Dr. Douglas Harrington is a hematologist and pathologist and also co-founder of a new test, an invention of a new cardiac test that helps predict heart attacks much, much earlier, or the evidence of heart disease. Because how do you know your heart is healthy? Well, you know, cholesterol testing alone does not detect heart disease. In fact, most often there are no signs or symptoms of a heart attack before one occurs. And 50% of heart attack victims have normal cholesterol. So we'll talk about how you can avoid the number one killer in America with Dr. Douglas Harrington in just a few minutes after these announcements and features of our regular show. All right, let's see. Where are we going here? Okay, a few articles that were left over from last week on our show on alcohol as it relates to your health. One was on the benefits of alcohol. You know, unfortunately, people who drink in moderation, you know, they found that those tend to have those people tend to be healthier, that segment of the population. But the problem is you can't isolate or separate all the lifestyle factors, because people who drink in moderation also tend to exercise regularly. They have healthy weight. They're more affluent, get a decent amount of sleep. And all those reasons are the reasons they might have better heart health. And additionally, many studies don't differentiate between never drinkers and those who have given up drinking. The health issues of people who have quit may undermine data of non-drinkers on the non-drinkers, so it exaggerates the benefits seen in others. And another pitfall is that when people are reporting how much they drink, they often underestimate, and usually always underestimate, how much alcohol is in their beverages and how many they have across any one time period. Given, say, a week is usually the self-reporting timetable. And then also self-reported consumption is well below the level calculated from alcohol sales data, and it may be off as much as 40%. In other words, there's the sales of alcohol are 40% more than what people claim to be drinking. What's wrong with this picture, right? All right. And elsewhere in news of alcohol, even minimal drinking alters a baby's face. This is interesting. Drinking low levels of alcohol when pregnant seem to subtly affect how a baby's face develops, including the shape of the eyes, nose, and lips. Now, we know that heavy drinking during pregnancy can cause fetal alcohol syndrome, which is, rife with problems of all kinds, serious health problems. But children with this condition are likely to have attention and behavioral disorders and lower IQ, even with light drinking. And low levels of alcohol, they say, can cause these subtle differences in the faces of babies whose mothers had drunk alcohol compared to those who hadn't. And these include slightly shorter, more upturned noses, and even low levels of alcohol, such as no more than two drinks in a week, were linked to changes in the face shape detectable by image analysis. So there you go. Even a little poison is not acceptable in that regard. You know, you have to be strict if you're expecting. All right, in matters of sexual health, 83% of women do, I guess, womenscaping. You know, they call it manscaping. Well, they're pubescent areas. Also they use talcum powder or talc, and that absorbs moisture, which can help prevent rashes. But the World Health Organization has classified, as you know from earlier this year, the legal stories, the big lawsuit wins with tens of millions of dollars. Those powders are also possible carcinogens, according to the American Cancer Society. And the problem is when particles are able to reach the ovaries through the vagina and fallopian tubes, and they can it could be an increased risk of ovarian cancer as a result. So avoid talc. Consider baby powder made with cornstarch instead. There are many natural alternatives. You can find them in natural food stores and other stores where they sell the talc. They usually have the talc-free alternatives. Close encounters with close encounters, I guess is what you'd say here. This was a dermatologist who reported that more women now are showing up to their clinic with shaved or waxed body parts, the parts that the dermatologists tend to examine, and they coordinate these with lacy and sometimes racy underwear under their exam gowns. And the dermatologists are saying, look, you know, no need to dress up for the sake of your doctor. You're dressed up already with 20 feet of skin, so that's enough said there. Okay. All right, in matters of, let's go to the fitness file. All right, did you run barefoot as a child? Most of us did. Running barefoot, of course, is liberating. Well, this article talks about it being light and unrestricted. Of course, we know that. Sending continuous signals to your brain from the ground about the terrain underfoot, different sensations and textures, but watch out for those hazards, the road hazards, thorns and things. So try and run barefoot every once in a while. Let's see, we didn't get to the Runder Woman, and this posture article, so we'll talk about that next week. We didn't even get to matters of, or the Funny Bone Pharmacy, so we'll have a double dose of funnies for you on next week's program. All right, Dr. Douglas Harrington coming up after these few announcements, and we will have more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m., on the station you're listening to right now. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Some Fry.
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Let me drive.
How do you know when it's time to give up the keys? When your dog grabs your keys from your lap and your lap is on the floor. Yep, it's Jeff Foxworthy for RAD saying, when you party, be sure to designate before you celebrate.
If you want to make it home alive, let me drive.
Please don't drink and drive. It's not fun.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow with you. More information equals less medication. And we appreciate you tuning in and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, in this segment of the program, Dr. Doug Harrington is the guest. He's the co-founder of the Pulse Cardiac Test, technology that helps predict heart attacks a lot earlier than we have been doing in the past because, you know, even if you're watching your saturated fat intake, you might have a normal cholesterol level, your triglycerides are in line, even your A1C numbers are favorable, you can still be at risk for a heart attack. And Dr. Harrington is going to tell us why and how we can predict even earlier, the chances of heart attacks, in fact, up to 5 years earlier. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Harrington. How the health are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, David. I'm doing pretty good.
Considering.
Beautiful day here in California.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being with us and bringing us. You know, we always do a show, at least one show of the month in February for American Heart Month, but I met you last week at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine Conference, and this is so very important that I thought, you know, we have to, this trumps everything. I mean, it's good to pay attention to anti-aging medicine and your lifestyle habits, but if your heart goes, the rest of your body is going to go with it, and so you're only as strong as your weakest organ. Or you know, a lot of people obviously would live 10, 20, or even longer than that, years longer, if they hadn't had a heart attack that took them out. And so we want to talk about some of the new diagnostic tests that are available on protecting our heart and you know, detecting disease before any signs or symptoms even are apparent. So tell us, first of all, how this test came about and what is wrong, what is so wrong with the tests that are currently available, such as cholesterol and triglycerides and other biomarkers in the blood and other parts of the body?
I'd be happy to. So you know, the I think we've known, all of us have known for years that we have friends that got a clean bill of health, look healthy, and did everything right. That they had a heart
attack. You're fading in and out, doctor. If you could,
okay.
Is that better? Yes, right. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. The people that got a clean bill of health and yet they still had a heart attack, and you know, the majority of them had normal lipids. And so what we did is we studied this process in animals, in mice specifically. And we found out that you know, the initial event in causing atherosclerosis or heart disease is actually free radical damage to the largest organ in the body, which is your endothelium. The endothelium is like the skin of your blood vessels. And I always get asked the question, well, how can that be the largest organ in the body? Well, skin is frequently said to be the largest organ in the body. It covers, on average, 1.7 meters square.
I'm sorry, but Dr. Harrington, you're still cutting in and out.
Let me move to a different location.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
There you go. You want to start over?
Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll take it from here.
We'll edit it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a part of San Diego that's really bad. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, basically, the skin covers 1.7 meters squared, but your endothelium is 3,000 meters squared. So when you think of a target for antioxidants, it's huge. And what we found is that when it's injured, and this is actually the cause of heart disease, when it's injured by free radicals, it sends signals to your body's immune system, and then we can actually detect those. And therefore, what we've created is an early warning system that measures 9 of those signals to get an idea of whether or not you have damage to the lining of your arteries, the coronary arteries, and number 2, what your residual risk is. And then we use that same information to predict your risk of having a heart attack within a 5-year period.
Wow.
And,
so you're like an internal dermatologist. You're checking the skin of the endothelium. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I like to make it sound more like your check engine light in your car.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, so some people, they just need to change the air filter, and other people need a full ring job. And the reason this is important is because, you know, 90% of heart disease is due to lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just simply put you on a pill and don't address that, and I can't demonstrate to you that you've actually done something to harm yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to convince somebody to make the right choices. And you'd ask me, you know, what was wrong with the other tests that are out there, like blood lipids and that sort of thing. There's actually nothing wrong with those tests, but they're just a single risk factor. You know, you lump all of the lipid tests together, and they represent one of the risk factors that you can modify. But it turns out, you know, there are things like stress, and your sugar intake and exercise or lack thereof, the type of fats you put in your mouth, processed foods, all of those things have an impact on what goes on in your body and in the process of generating free radicals. So I hope that helps understand, Dave.
No. And what is involved in this? Is it a blood test, or is it saliva, or what kind of diagnostic test?
No, it's a serum blood test. It doesn't require much blood. It's just an SST tube, which is a serum tube, and a lavender tube. Those are standard tubes, and they're sent to a laboratory in Irvine, California, and we analyze it and we generate a report within 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And what you get is information that will help you change your life.
So it is a modifiable risk factor, obviously.
It is. Actually, what's really interesting is that unlike most risk tests, like Framingham or Reynolds, these sorts of things that your doctors might use,
mm-hmm.
This test goes up and down with disease activity. So, for instance, I had a physician who had been pre-diabetic for 10 years, meaning his hemoglobin A1C was abnormal. And his test, his pulse cardiac test, the test that we're talking about, was high at 8.75%. And his lipids were normal. And so he was worried that he may need to go on drugs, but we simply put him on a modified lifestyle program,
mm-hmm.
including exercise, and very light exercise for that matter. And the only dietary change we made for him was we removed sugar and refined white carbs from his diet.
Well, that's half of people's diet.
I know.
I know. Unfortunately.
And especially in the United States, and you know that fast food companies put that sort of stuff in their food because it is addictive.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
No question about
it. So, you know, fast forward 4 months and he's lost 16 pounds with just those simple changes. He's not, his hemoglobin A1C or his test for diabetes is normal for the first time in 10 years. And his pulse test is normal. So the test will go down if you do the right thing.
Wow. And so it's a whole list of lifestyle medicine factors or of habits that people should engage in, right? It's not just one particular.
No, actually, you know, it's interesting. You know, statins are the most widely prescribed drugs, and I don't want to sound like I'm anti-drug, but I find it hard to believe that the adult population of the United States should be on statins when 90% of heart disease is due to lifestyle. And it turns out that there are healthy things that you can do that are equivalent to statins, like, for instance, taking 2 tablespoons minimum of olive oil,
that's right,
or grapeseed oil,
mm-hmm,
or avocado oil,
right,
fish oil, Mediterranean diet, resistance training. All of those things are equivalent to a statin if you've never had a heart attack in terms of preventing or reversing this sort of process.
And unlike a statin, the avocado oil or extra virgin organic olive oil and the other things you mentioned is not going to cause muscle weakness and back pain and cognitive impairment and increased risk of diabetes and all the litany of side effects that statins do. And I find
you nailed it.
Well, I find it shocking that I was reading an article on statins this morning, and a quarter of the adult population in the United States now takes them. I mean, that is, you know, it contributes something like $17 billion, I think, to our healthcare system. The cost.
So it's just.
I mean, they've been around for 30 years, but they're overused and abused, in many experts' opinion. And yet, cholesterol, you need it to. They're the building blocks of hormones and bile acids and other compounds in the body.
You need it for memory.
For forming vitamin D from the sun. And, of course, too much cholesterol can block blood flow. But how is the – I mean, you're – and I forgot to mention this when we first brought you on. You're both a pathologist. You're a fellow of the American Society of Preventive Cardiology as well as a hematologist. I guess you still haven't decided what you want to be when you grow up, right?
Or – I just haven't grown up.
Are you? You just haven't grown up. Fortunately, I mean, we are.
Yeah.
Okay. You're mature, but still a juvenile. Anyway. That's another program, probably.
Yeah.
But
but
anyway, what is your take on using statins to bring down cholesterol? Because obviously, cholesterol is one part of the equation, but obviously, you know, there's statistics. I think that you're fully aware of that 50% of heart attack victims have normal cholesterol, and
right,
including the ones that die of sudden death.
The number might be higher because the American Heart Association did their Get with the Guidelines study,
mm-hmm,
and they looked at 137,000 first hospitalizations for an acute coronary syndrome or heart attack,
uh-huh,
and 83% of them were at target for LDL, which means they were normal.
Wow.
And my issue, there's one thing about statins that I think we should highlight, and that is that there's approximately a 15% incidence of type 2 diabetes.
Unreal.
With statins.
Wow.
And the comment from most drug companies is, well, it's an acceptable risk. Well, once you carry a diagnosis of diabetes, you're carrying a risk profile equivalent to having had a heart attack before. So
interesting.
I have some difficulty with that concept, especially when for LDL, I have FH or familial hypercholesterolemia families that have LDLs that are above 160,
uh-huh,
who've
right,
never had a heart attack in their family.
Wow.
And I also know that for the most part, the cholesterol that you're looking at when we sample your blood is produced by your body, not by the food you eat.
That's right. Yeah, most of the
time. So all of these stories about not eating eggs and not eating shrimp, they're just based on old information.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the European Society of Cardiology has come out and said there's no evidence that saturated fat causes heart disease. There's massive evidence that trans fats like Crisco cause heart disease.
Mm.
So And we know that if you were to increase your intake of healthy fats, like olive oil, mm-hmm. that your HDL goes up and your LDL goes down.
That's
so
right.
So it's paradoxical. I'm going to give you fat to treat excess fat in your blood, but it works.
Yeah, and no, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, Dr. Harrington. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but the initial studies on cholesterol way back when, in the early days of when they were first doing this research, they did it on rabbits, which rabbits are natural vegetarians. So, of course, they're going to build up plaque in the, or cholesterol in the arteries and everything.
Oh, yeah.
This was the egg study, I believe. Or,
there's another story to that, too, David. The original studies on saturated fat were funded by the sugar industry. Mm.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Mm. Yeah, and that just came out, I think, last year.
That's right,
and
yeah.
What was interesting about them is because they were trying to make the animals get heart disease faster, they hydrogenated all the fats that they gave the animals. So
wow.
those studies were done essentially with trans fats. So
unreal.
We really can't extrapolate them to what's really going on in your body.
I did not know that. I did not know they goosed the fats.
They did. They totally goosed
so to speak.
Fats.
And without using goose fat, I might add. You know, speaking of that, though, not too long ago, Dr. Harrington, I was at the store and I noticed some duck eggs. And so I thought, I'll check these out. And I was reading the nutritional fact label on the side of the egg carton compared to the regular, chicken eggs. And you know how much cholesterol a duck egg has? It's like, not that cholesterol is such a villain, but it has over double what I think it's triple. It's 600 odd milligrams per egg of cholesterol versus what 200, 250 for the average large hen egg. Off the charts as far as if people want to get
but,
their
but,
RDA
but
of cholesterol.
What's interesting, David, is that again, in the multiple studies that I've looked at, the dietary source of cholesterol mm-hmm. does not seem to contribute to elevations of cholesterol
right.
in your body.
Right.
So, but if I were to give you a high sugar diet or high carbohydrate
diet.
That's
right, especially fructose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna see that. So it's very interesting.
Yeah. Dr. Harrington, we need to take a break for the bottom hour station ID. Can you stay with us in the second half of the program?
For sure.
All right, great. We're talking today with Dr. Doug Harrington. And he is the co-founder of a new cardiac test, which brings you technology that helps predict heart attacks a lot earlier than otherwise possible with the current tests that are now available. We will have more information to come. Also, Dr. Harrington, since you mentioned the American Heart Association, I want to ask you about the president of the American Heart Association, who ironically had a heart attack, and even more ironically, he had it at the big annual meeting of the American Heart Association. So we'll talk about that and how that maybe could have been prevented with this new diagnostic test. Also, an upside to high blood pressure. We have some new information there. Plus, a lot more information on heart health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Dr. Doug Harrington. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powder drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. Hey, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to Health Talk Radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. My guest in this hour, if you're just joining us, Dr. Doug Harrington, talking about a new test you can ask your doctor for, I think. Is it already available, Dr. Harrington, this new test for early predictive of heart disease?
Oh, yes. It is. It's available, but your doctor might not be able to be aware of it yet because we just started rolling it out last year.
Okay.
But if you tell them to go to pulsetest.com, P-U-L-S-T-E-S-T.com, there's all kinds of information there, and they can request information and sign up.
P-U-L-S-T-E-S-T.com. Now, that's an acronym, isn't it? It has nothing to do with your pulse.
You're absolutely right. It stands for protein unstable lesion signature because the cause of most heart attacks is that these they end up being like pimples or blisters on the side of your artery that are caused by these free radical damage. And just like a pimple or blister, they can rupture, and when they do, they cause a heart attack. They cause a blood clot and a heart attack. And the reason that we call them unstable is because when they become inflamed, they're unstable and they're more likely to rupture. So that's why we came up with that name.
Okay. Now, would this also make you more prone to or a higher incidence of stroke as well, I guess?
It certainly does. It's the same process.
Same, right.
Yeah. And actually, if the pulse test is elevated, you have a 2 to 3 times greater risk of having a stroke as well.
Oh, wow. So is it like golf where you want the lowest score possible?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And what is an acceptable range? Give us an idea of numbers because, you know, people are usually familiar with, say, cholesterol numbers of 150 to 200. Some people have 250, 300. But is this in the hundreds or is it in the teens or what are the numbers
like? No, actually, it's a percent score.
Oh, okay.
And so it's in the normal range is 0 to 3.49%.
Okay.
And if you're in that range, it has a 97% negative predictive value, which means you're pretty good for at least another 5 years. If it's the borderline or intermediate area is 3.5 to 7.49%. And anything above 7.49% is considered elevated. And the degree of elevation would dictate how aggressive we are with lifestyle modification or additional studies.
So sometimes you might need a prescription drug to bring that down, or do you also use drugs in this therapy?
Sometimes people need prescription drugs, but I would say that the majority of patients, if they're not diabetic, actually can be treated initially with aggressive lifestyle modification. And I shouldn't say aggressive. Sometimes it's very simple tweaks. As an example, some people spend all their time doing cardio, but it turns out that resistance training is 2 to 3 times more effective at stabilizing these lesions. And in fact, it's also a stat. It's also a statin equivalent.
Is that right?
How about that?
Wow. How much exercise and resistance training is equivalent to a statin?
So surprisingly little. If you do 20 to 30 minutes 3 times a week of resistance training, you get the benefit of as long as you've never had a heart attack. Okay. We're talking what's called primary prevention. That's equivalent to a statin.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Okay. But of course, people are going to take the lazy way out and say, I'll just take the statin instead and be covered. But you still don't get all the multitude of benefits that you would get besides the bringing down of the levels that it would get from the statin. You would get a lot more of a broad range benefit from the exercise sessions.
Yeah, I mean, look, as you age, you lose muscle mass.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And what the problem with that is that the majority of energy in your body is stored as glycogen, primarily in your muscle and then secondarily in your liver.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose the ability to store that energy there, what happens is there's a spillover effect and it gets converted to triglycerides and fat.
Ah.
And you secrete more insulin, so you become insulin resistant and you make more fat, triglycerides. So the whole idea is to break that cycle, get your muscle mass up, and it really works.
Mm-hmm.
And as little as I described to you, really works.
Interesting. Okay, let's shift gears. And since you mentioned the American Heart Association a little earlier in the discussion, I want to mention the president who, not too many months ago, at the age of 52, ironically had a heart attack at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association, not to make light of it, but give us the backstory on that.
Yeah, this is it's a classic example of what I would call a false sense of security from your lipids. If your lipids are normal and thinking, well, I'm in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
52 years old, at the meeting, experiences a heart attack. And luckily, he was near a hospital and he's doing very well. But what's interesting is we had 2 papers there that were being presented, and we had a booth where we were drawing blood on attendees to teach them about the pulse cardiac test. And after the word got out about the heart attack the president experienced, we had people lined up out in the streets.
I can only imagine. You had lines out the door for your test. Now, is this an expensive test for the patient, or is it covered by insurance like other labs?
No, tests? It's not an expensive test. It's covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and PPOs.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
And the cash price is $199,
okay.
We really don't have I can't think of any denials that we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Oh, great!
So it's an easy test to get for the patient. It's just that we're a small group of people. We have no investors. It's a employee-owned company, so we are selectively getting the word out. We started with key opinion leaders, and we also have a not-for-profit foundation called the Garter Heart Foundation.
Excellent.
Which is educating the public on lifestyle as an alternative to drug therapies. And so, we have a lot going on.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And the company is Predictive Health Diagnostics, right?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Okay. It's in Irvine, California.
And speaking of Irvine, California, that's a perfect segue, Dr. Harrington, to mention or review this article with you. And I'm sure you're probably aware of it, but this was from the University of California at Irvine. And they found that high blood pressure, of course, that's linked to a number of health problems, as we all know. But that the study was done, it cautions against pushing the numbers too low, because in the study, 559 adults, in the study of 559 adults, those who developed high blood pressure later in life were 42% less likely to develop dementia by age 90 than those with normal blood pressure. The authors say that high blood pressure in older adults helps maintain blood flow in the brain, which can prevent processes that lead to dementia. What's your take on this?
Yeah, so you know about the recent revision to the guidelines stating that 130 over 80
You're going in and out again.
Sorry.
Okay.
You know about the how's that?
Yeah, okay. Good. Keep it there.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to move from this spot.
Okay.
The recent revision to the guidelines for blood pressure lowered the definition of hypertension to approximately 130 over 80.
Right.
And that resulted in 42% of the U.S. population being defined as hypertensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the issue is that that may be good to put a lot of people on medication, but does that really define a higher risk group? The evidence was relatively light in that regard. Mm-hmm. And I think the point that the UC Irvine group made, who I know very well, is that we don't know the whole story by age. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that compliance with blood pressure medications is pretty bad, especially for men who, it sometimes can cause erectile dysfunction, and they'll stop. And so one of the things we found is that exercise, resistance training in particular, I know I keep coming back to that,
mm-hmm.
and adding a little potassium chloride to the diet to offset the sodium.
All right, yes.
Uh-huh. Actually has a beneficial effect on blood pressure more naturally.
That's
and,
right.
My take on it is, I'm again going to look at lifestyle unless they're in a very toxic blood pressure range.
Uh-huh.
And certainly diet, processed foods, fast foods contribute to that, right?
Right, of course, because they're high sodium, high bad fats, high
sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
Refined
right.
carbs.
Yeah,
all
pretty
that
much
stuff.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. The thing I always ask about fast food, it's fast. But is it food? You know, I mean, that's the thing you got to ask yourself when you talk about fast food. So you basically prescribe or recommend potassium or more fruits and vegetables in the diet instead of calcium channel blockers, or
yeah, look, there are people who clearly need medication.
Sure.
They're never going to comply with lifestyle. They may have a horrible family history. They may be smokers. I mean, because that's a separate story.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's willing to give lifestyle a modification, a change, really, when I said 90% of all heart disease, and that includes hypertension, is due to lifestyle,
right?
That means you can do something about it if you're willing to make the effort. And the pulse cardiac test is an effort to feed them information that they can use to govern how they are doing it. Are they doing well or are they not doing well? And that's why it's important to be able to do something other than cholesterol testing.
So at what age should people start doing this pulse test?
So the pulse test is designed to be optimally used in patients 40 years and older.
Okay, so we go downhill after 40, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
But if they have a risk factor like positive family history, you can go into the 30s.
Oh,
okay.
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 Gotcha.
And it is... you can use it to monitor the progress of the patient, depending on what choices you make to treat them lifestyle-wise or medication-wise.
All right. Now, so, if you were my doctor and I told you, and I'll give you the truthful numbers, the accurate numbers, that I have low blood pressure. Often it's 90 over 60 or 110 over 64. It's been as low as 88 over 55. Is that problematic, or would that raise red flags with you as a doctor and preventive cardiologist or cardiology specialist?
Are you having episodes of lightheadedness?
No, sometimes I have postural hypotension. You know, if I get up too suddenly,
yeah.
And if I've been lying down or something for a long time, and all of a sudden pop up and start running to somewhere or whatever. But it doesn't really affect me negatively.
Yeah. So again, that's a situation where essentially, postural hypotension is not an unusual phenomenon, even people who have normal blood pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would not concern me. And if you're doing fine with it, I would not mess with success.
Okay.
In other words, I would want to know, are you particularly thin and what is your percent body fat versus percent lean muscle mass?
Right. Well, it's I have the body fat is a single digit percentage. It's 10 or less usually. And yeah. And I tend to run on the thin side, yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, how about well then the only other thing that I would recommend to you is you try and increase that muscle mass and maybe increase the intake of some additional healthy fats.
Right. Oh, yeah. You have no idea how much healthy fat I eat. I think I had.
Well, let's get that tapeworm out of you.
Yeah, really. That's there you go. That is getting to the cause or the root cause over there. But no, I think I had a half an avocado for breakfast along with all my other food that I had along with it. But anyway, that's another program. Okay, Doc, we need to take a break for Dick Allgaier's health report. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you regarding heart health here on Dr. Health. My guest, if you're just tuning in, is Dr. Doug Harrington. He's the co-founder of the Pulse Cardiac Test. Again, that if you're interested in it, it's P-U-L-S without the E, Pulse test.com, all one word, P-U-L-S-T-E-S-T.com for more information, or ask your doctor about it. All right, back after this. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health continues in just a matter of moments.
A study at Rush University in Chicago found that people who ate 1 to 2 servings of leafy green vegetables every day experienced lower memory problems and cognitive decline. Veggie lovers who included about 1.3 servings a day into their diets had brains that were roughly 11 years younger compared to those who consumed the least amount of foods like spinach or kale. In a wide-ranging study, scientists found that people who went out to clubs or met with groups significantly reduced their chances of suffering from the potentially deadly type 2 diabetes. This comes from the Center for Cognitive and Social Neuroscience. Those who were socially isolated were much more likely to be diagnosed with diabetes than those with larger social networks. This discovery could pave the way for a radical rethink about the possible benefits of certain lifestyle changes. If you spend at least 6 hours a day at a desk, your heart attack risk is double what it should be. Computers also increase your risk of vision loss by 40%, increase insulin resistance, and affect our mental health. 86% of Americans work at desks. At a desk, you burn less fat, and fatty acids and cholesterol build up in your heart. People at desks also tend to eat less healthy foods. Experts say even working out, even if you do 4 workouts a week, that doesn't offset the damage of working at a desk. Wow. I'm Dick Allgaier, and that's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strain. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, be sure to join us next week at this same time for New Year's fitness resolutions and a whole lot more, but we'll have 2 celebrity guests. One is Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion. It's the number one television fitness show on on the air. And joining him will be Elaine LaLanne, the queen of fitness in America, the counterpart or the other half of Jack LaLanne. You remember Jack for many years. He was on our show. I had the privilege of knowing him for over 30. He was always our first guest of the year. And he's no longer with us, but Elaine is. She's a spark plug at 90 wonderful years old, and she'll be with us next week talking about some New Year's fitness resolution ideas for you, because Dr. Harrington is mentioning exercise left and right. So, Dr. Harrington, you're going to have to tune into next week's show.
I'm going to.
All right. Hey, let me just go off on a tangent here for a second, because I pulled this from my files from a few years ago when I covered it when it was current. But it had to do, you know, since we were talking about some of the side effects of statins on memory and cognitive faculties. And this had to do with, you know, when can somebody else's memories or memory comprise your freedom? And it has to do with the federal appellate court judge, William Canby. He made a difficult decision. This was just a few years ago. To mostly stop hearing cases after a 30-year career. Now, he was sharp and healthy, but he didn't want to risk mental decline that would lead him to make mistakes. You know, I mean, one mistake, as you can imagine, being a federal judge, and he has a you know, mental black, not a blackout, but, you know, just a brain fade, or just because of his mental, age-related mental decline, he could make a mistake that would cost somebody a lot more years, or, you know, it could have serious consequences. And he stated, and I quote, "It seemed to me if the goal is to work until you are no longer able, you will work a couple of years too long." I thought that was so noble of him. What's your opinion of this? I mean, I think that if everybody in important positions like that are going to, you know, their decisions affect so many other people and so many serious, you know, the consequences are not inconsequential. I mean, they're you know, they're maybe not life and death, but, well, in some cases they might be. Now doctors would be, I would put this, you know, you could take out the judge's name and put a doctor's name, wouldn't you think? And
absolutely.
And some doctors are practicing past their prime, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, if I was that age, I would live in fear of making a mistake. And you know, the problem is you don't always recognize your decline.
That's right.
You know, because you're declining and you're not noticing it. And I just think the fact that he chose to do something graceful at a time when he was very self-aware was a very remarkable and heroic thing to do. And I, you know, when you're talking about doctors, we have patients' lives in our hands. And when we make a mistake, they can be horrible, fatal. Mm-hmm. And so.
And medical mistakes are one of the top 10 leading causes of death in America.
Yeah, as is over medication.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's a whole other topic. But I think this is a really important topic where you have to realize that if you're in a life or death position, you really need to make sure that you're at the top of your game. And when you start to feel like you potentially might start declining, I think it's just very heroic and graceful of that judge to have done that. And I hope doctors do the same thing.
Well, we have a lot of doctors that listen to this show, so I wanted to share that with you, as well as the listeners and doctors that are out there in radio land, because I think it's, you know, it's kind of like, even you were mentioning a lot of times they are not aware of it, but sometimes they are, but it's like giving up your driver's license or pilot's license. You're the last one that's going to do it. Somebody's going to have to take it away from you. And some certain individuals, you know, they just can't get it through.
Well,
my mother's
a case in point. She used to drive by feel. She should never have gotten
drive by braille.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yikes.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's another program as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So just to recap, we just have a few minutes left, and I appreciate the time that you've taken with us to discuss this pulse test. Once again, if you're tuning in late, it's P-U-L-S without the E, pulsetest.com. You can ask your doctor about it or go to the website. Is it pretty easy to understand on the website for the average layman, of, you know, just a patient that doesn't have medical training?
No, there's a site that's for patients, and it's pretty straightforward. Plus, we have medical science liaisons who are happy to answer questions if somebody calls the client services number.
Oh, excellent. Okay, great. Okay, so basically, you're detecting damage within the arteries that leads to our number one cause of death in America, and that is heart disease. So
exactly, yeah.
You know, that's
with
why
a non-invasive test.
And it's non-invasive, yeah. It's painless. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's, no radiation.
Well, it's just a prick of yeah. to get the blood. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So, I'm interested to. I guess it'll be a few weeks because you know I met you on the mainland at that medical conference, and so they took
right.
They drew my blood, but Gertrude over there was one of your. People that one of your nurses and she, you know, as squeamish as I am. And I said, now I, you know, I've fainted before at the sight of my own blood. And she was so, which is why I never became a doctor, by the way, for you new listeners out there, but got into health education instead. But anyway, she did a wonderful job of drawing, I think two vials of blood.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have you back on and you can, kind of take me through the numbers and we can use myself as a guinea pig and, you know, we'll give people an idea of the numbers. So maybe we'd do that in February, which is just a matter of weeks away. And and we'll do that for American Heart Month. Well, Ken, thank you
all
enough,
right.
Dr. Harrington. Is there do you have anything like a website of your own other than the pulse test, or can people get in touch with you through that website?
They can get in touch with me through the pulse test website.
Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. All right.
All right.
I hear the music in the background. No, I don't, because my producer is on his phone, apparently.
Uh-oh.
hello. Wake up, Chaz. There he is. Okay. He's engrossed in, you know, I have such a bone to pick on the over reliance of electronics, but hey, I'm on an electronic media, so who am I to
there
talk?
You go.
All right, thanks again, Dr. Okay. Harrington. All the best. Keep us updated on the latest developments on the pulse test, please.
You got it.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
There goes Dr. Doug Harrington, and here we go with another edition of the program. Till next week. I am David Snow. Thanking you for joining us today, and remember, it's not how long you live; it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.